art, we start with number five, the dysfunction within the Mariners organization.
The Seattle Times wrote a story in early December about the complaints that four former employees had about the club's operation under general manager Jack Cirencik and CEO Howard Lincoln and President Chuck Armstrong. Eric Wedge, the former manager, and three other employees who were fired by the Mariners complained that this organization did not operate in any kind of way that made decision-making easy or conform to what is successful in baseball. And certainly the Mariners' inability to get to the World Series is testimony to some of that. The most remarkable thing about the story was that these four ex-employees who still have MLB futures put those futures on the line in going on the record.
Number four, the Sounders' acquisition of star player Clint Dempsey.
It's a beautiful goal for the Sounders, and it's a beautiful moment for Juice. Clint Dempsey has done it.
The Sounders rocked soccer in America and really internationally when they signed away Clint Dempsey, the best American soccer player who was playing in England. Didn't work out so well because Dempsey was an awkward fit into a team that was already in midseason form, and the Sounders wound up losing 9 out of their last 10 games, including 2 in the playoffs, to the hated Portland Timbers. And it was just an awkward fit all around. If Dempsey gets a chance next year, it should be different, but it certainly wasn't good this year.
Number three, the Mariners' signing of all-star slugger Robinson Cano.
I'm excited and happy.
The Mariners completely broke all of their patterns and habits under CEO Howard Lincoln by going nuts and offering Robinson Cano a $240 million contract over 10 years. Mariner fans swallowed hard because a 10-year contract for a 31-year-old means he's going to be getting $24 million when he's 41 years
right.
old. But this is about the here and now. The Mariners tried to play smart for years and didn't do that very well by building from within. So they decided to go stupid and hire a guy for a few good years and hope that that gets them where they want to be.
Number two, the change at the helm of Husky football.
Steve Sarkisian surprised a lot of people at Washington when 3 days after the Apple Cup, he bolted for USC, but it had always been his dream job. But his departure allowed for what most people think is an upgrade at the head coaching spot by hiring Boise State's Chris Peterson.
It was just time. I think every place kind of has a shelf life, and it was just time.
Peterson is considered one of the best coaches in America, and there's almost no one who's going to speak ill of him in his 13-year tenure at Boise, where all he did was win with lesser players and stay out of NCAA trouble. So it was a remarkable week in Husky football history to have a coach leave an 8-4 team and get somebody better as his replacement.
All right, and number one, the Seahawks' amazing run that's not over yet.
The Seahawks have captured everyone's imagination in Seattle and really a lot of people in the nation as they continued to go through this year with a remarkable record that was the NFL's best and look into the 2014 playoffs as the team to beat for the Super Bowl.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.